Report, Woke Fox News Imposes Transgenderism on Workforce. By Neil Munro on May 22, 2023. Fox News quietly enforces woke pro-transgender workplace policies on its employees, even while it poses as a critical source of news about transgenderism, says a report at the Daily Signal. The May 22 report cites the company's handbook for employees, saying that transgender rights require that all other employees accept sex-switching claims without any transphobic disagreement, complaints, or appeals to science. Under the category Gender Transition, Fox's employee handbook promises that the company is dedicated to expanding and strengthening efforts to sustain a more inclusive work environment. The Fox employee handbook is posted on Workday, where employees can see company guidelines or policies, a former employee told the Daily Signal. Employees who are transitioning their gender have the right to be open about their transition if they so choose, and to work in an environment free of harassment, discrimination, or retaliation, and without fear of consequences or transphobia for living openly, the policy says. The company's HR department oversees large workforces in far-left jurisdictions in New York and Los Angeles and enforces the reality-twisting language and anti-majority social norms demanded by transgender groups, the report says. For the past several years, Fox received a perfect score on the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index, the nation's foremost benchmarking survey and report measuring corporate policies and practices related to LGBTQ+ workplace equality. A former Fox News employee told the Daily Signal that the company frequently mentions this perfect score in employee training materials. They want you to think it's this place that supports traditionally conservative values. In reality, they're pushing this nonsense behind the scenes, a former producer for Tucker Carlson told the Daily Signal. Fox got rid of Tucker so they could deliver more pro-transgender conservatism, tweeted conservative columnist Orrin McIntyre after the Daily Signal report was published. They're as woke as any corporation they pretend to rail against, McIntyre added. The two-track policy was also slammed by Matt Walsh, a transgender critical columnist at the Daily Wire. The spotlight on Fox News' internal woke policies exposes rivalries within the center-right media, said a tweet from Brian Stelter, the former chief media correspondent for CNN. If the IT Daily Signal story about Fox's policies supporting trans employees picks up enough steam across the rest of the right-wing media, it could drive a wedge between Fox and its base. That's what IT Matt Walsh blog and others are explicitly trying to do. Fox News Media is compliant with all human rights laws mandated by the cities and states in which we operate, including New York and California. The company's board includes several executives who face enormous peer pressure to endorse the progressives' transgender push in exchange for the progressives' support of pro-business policies, such as mass migration. The company, however, was created to catch the eyeballs of the nation's vast centrist population. So the top managers allow its broadcast managers, for example, editors and producers, some leeway to ignore the company's woke handbook. For example, the author of a May 16 Fox News article about transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney avoided using the she pronoun to describe Mulvaney, who is a man pretending to be a woman. Similarly, an April 30 article about a GOP candidate referred to the trans ideology. A May 19 article reported on the death of two people by suicide during a study of transgender medicine. Still, the network's woke rules ensure that producers often endorse the ideology's authoritarian language and rules. For example, a May 14 article about athlete Natalie Ryan referred to him as a transgender, she. The ideology demands that the government pressure Americans to pretend that a person has switched sex if they declare an opposite sex gender identity. In other posts, Fox describes Dylan Mulvaney as a she even though he is a he. Fox News used the term gender-affirming care in an April 5 article for often gruesome and irreversible hospital procedures. A May 21 article downplayed the distinction between women and men with a headline saying, "Trans woman sues NYC yoga studio for $5 million after being told to leave women's locker room, humiliation." A May 3 article about male-only prostate cancer described men as transgender women, saying, "Transgender women on hormones face higher risk of prostate cancer going undiagnosed, study. Other news organizations that describe themselves as centrist or conservative also comply with the ideology's demands. Breitbart News, however, uses clear language to describe the costs and risks of the novel transgender ideology. Elsewhere, Fox News also follows a two-track policy on migration. Amid widespread alarm about half-open borders, the news and opinion shows frequently spotlight the border chaos, crime by illegals, and negative poll results for pro-migration Democrats. But they quietly obscure the massive and growing pocketbook damage caused by illegal and legal immigration. The border chaos side of the two-track policy wins eyeballs for the network's advertisers. The silence about the pocketbook damage protects major donors and advertisers from public demands for pro-American migration curbs that would help Americans earn higher wages and afford better housing. Fox's owner is Rupert Murdoch, who is a long-standing advocate for more migration. In 2010, he formed a lobby group with Michael Bloomberg to lobby for the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty and more migration bill. Throughout the 2013 debate, and since then, Murdoch's news shows displayed the chaotic visuals of illegal migration while ignoring the economic impact of illegal and legal migration. But his advocacy failed, in part, because Tucker Carlson's former news site, TheDailyCaller.com, posted many articles which exposed the exploitative economics behind the legislation. The bill's death in 2014 also helped to kill off Murdoch's Spanish-language network that sought to profit from the huge wave of migrant consumers that were expected once the bill had passed. The network quietly died in 2016.